Hey, glad you're taking a look at my website this week. I want to thank you for being here with me and look over some of the interesting things you'll see on the site. I wrote a column this week about Bobby Jindal. I don't want to be too fixated on the Louisiana governor. Interesting guy, very bright fella, but I tried to put in perspective a response to The Economist magazine, very well-respected national publication that raised the question in a column this week, what's happened to Bobby Jindal? Their inference is he's just completely disappeared off the national scene after his response to President Obama in the State of the Union message back in February that most every neutral person panned as being a little too weak and something that's a little too second level. Jindal should have done much better. Apparently, he was given some advice from some national handlers, and a couple of good Louisiana political thinkers could have given a much better approach to the Louisiana way and how to implement a number of good ideas on a national level. He didn't do it, and he's paid a price. So a lot of people have written his obituary, and I raised the issue this year, is there life still left on the national level for Bobby Jindal? And I raise this question because we've had such a dearth of governors and other elected officials who were national contenders for the Republican nomination to kind of drop by the wayside. Mark Sanford, the governor South Carolina, we saw his colorful story of saying he was hiking the Appalachian Trail, well, where he was down in Argentina with his paramour, and others who've had the same run-ins in recent weeks. Sarah Palin has gotten off the national scene, says she may come back, or at least her handlers say she may come back, but you know, if she quit, she's a quitter, and I think she's dead on any national scene office. So we've had a number of other senators and others who have dropped by the wayside for a variety of reasons. And I made the point that Jindal still needs to do some things. He needs to get refocused and get some attention. If he stays too low and just says, well, I'll lay low in the state and then maybe make a comeback a year or two from now, then that perception of the poor speech he gave in February is going to be what many national people see of Jindal. And he may not ever get over that Kenneth the Page moment you saw from 30 Rock where he emulated Kenneth and made so much fun in all the talk shows. He's got to shake that off, and I think there's some opportunities for him emanating out of Louisiana. I talked about health care, for example. Louisiana is a major health care problem. I would jump right into this debate. Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, who brought health care to everyone in that state at a heck of a price but still brought it in, has kind of captured that issue, and Jindal should not let it go. Romney is leading most of the polls right now for the nomination for president in 2012. I think Jindal's got some ideas from Louisiana that make sense that he could ballyhoo and do a heck of a lot with in terms of his gatekeeper approach, what he's doing about family homes for Medicaid patients, enlarging Medicaid, blending it in with Medicare, a number of ideas that I think he should seize. And, you know, Jindal was executive director of this National Healthcare Commission set up by Senator John Breaux. He's got some expertise in this area, headed up the Department of Health and Hospitals. But so far, he's been fairly mum. He's left all the nuts and bolts to the bureaucrats. I think he's making a big mistake. I think there's plenty of room for growth right here. Second, I mentioned higher education. We've got to catch up, and I suggested that Jindal and all of you who are listening to this read the book Outliers, big bestseller right now, that deals with how you move on up the line in terms of excellence. And I made the point that I took from Outliers that it's not enough for Louisiana to fine-tune, spend some money, raise standards, because every other state is doing that. We're still at the bottom of the barrel. We're going to have to do something very, very dramatic. And one thing I suggested would be to go into have a cyber university where we do much more on the internet. And I don't mean just offering some courses online. I mean taking the best and the brightest professors, do it with video, have a way to have interplay where you could ask questions right there on the internet, either through text messaging, maybe a direct video link, put a little video camera on your computer, and sit there and talk face-to-face by a cyber talk with your professor or with people in the class. A lot of very creative ways to do this that some of the California schools are looking at, and I think Jindal could get a lot of national presence by having a cyber LSU, if you will. I analyzed that in the column. And then finally, this international presence. If you want to go national, I think you go international. One of the weaknesses of any governor is that he can't talk without any foreign policy experience. Louisiana, because of its wealth of natural resources, is a natural trading partner for countries all over the world. Latin America has opened up dramatically. Do you know we just have a direct flight just started last week between New Orleans and Mexico City? and that there are a number of things going on in Mexico that lend itself to trade. The legislature passed a tax credit for anyone shipping through the port of New Orleans, so that makes the whole port a lot more attractive. Jindal should get out and ballyhoo all those opportunities, and of course he shouldn't pass up India. He seems to be almost turning away from his ethnic background. I think it's a huge plus. I think that India is very proud of Bobby Jindal. Their economy, by the way, is up 6% over last year, where the American economy is down 8%. They are making new automobiles. They're doing many, many things that would lend itself to trade with Louisiana. And I think there'd be a national affinity to deal with one of their own if Jindal would take up the opportunity to deal in trade. So a number of things I think make sense that would help Jindal and help Louisiana. And I talked about them in this week's column, and I'd share them with you. Also, you'll note I'm a fiddle player now. I got me a fiddle. I'm not very good at it, just beginning. You'll find some amusing videos about me talking about playing the fiddle on our website. So look it all over, and glad you spent a little time with me this week. Read the column and have a good week. We'll talk to you again here soon.